What's up, guys? This is Andrea with The Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you are listening to this message at. So, it's really interesting to see things grow and evolve. That's kind of what's happening with The Andrea Effect channel. And as we move into more like what was the goal, but really what was the outcome, right? What was the output? What was the takeaway for the client at the end of the day? It was on so many different levels, just a form of mental health, right? Just a form of creating a space where people can hear an echo of perhaps their thoughts, hear an echo of perhaps their justifications, alignment, kind of like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought, right? Especially if you don't have that environment, you've never had that, you may have stuck out as a sore thumb or the black sheep, whatever it is, right? So we have a community here and on Instagram and TikTok and Snap and WhatsApp. And so the idea is that there has to be a space, a sounding board, but it's evolved over time and it never runs out. We never run out of content because the mind, the person, the human behaviors, and the self-awareness realization of it is just never ending. I mean, I can go open up a book and, you know, run by categories. We can look into psychological, some things are more emotional, but then you have the twist of it being bicultural, and that is very different than just bilingual or what have you. And there's a lot of similarities in just spaces, you know, as a mental health and being a woman and all these titles and things, but just as the human, from a human perspective, it really gives ground to, hey, that sounds like this, how did you solve it? And so as a solutions-based person, being able and having the honor to create something where someone's like, hey, yeah, that does sound right. Kind of checking ourselves and me included, right? Am I self-loathing too much? Am I searching for the dopamine, but I'm taking shortcuts and not doing the full work? So that's scrolling, right? Just what do they call it? Doom scrolling or overeat, overparty, overconsumption of purchasing items, of food, of alcohol, or whatever it is, but to the point of addiction where it's hitting your dopamine, but it's not really it's counterproductive to your end goal. And so coming off of a cycle where you're like, go, 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 and, you know, burnout will happen, and then boom, go, 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 to like now choosing what you do and how that do and how it's done. And just the flow of ease that comes with it financially, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. So for people that have been broken in those areas, whether it's because they faced a near-death experience, or because there's been an awakening or a jolting or just, you know, something. Some people just have a threshold and they're like, these are too many failures to take back to back. I'm miserable. A lot of those times you don't have that community because we isolate ourselves. We start to internalize the voices or the worst thoughts about ourselves. And in turn, we start to believe the lies of not that you created something and it failed, but that you as a human being are a failure. And that's just impossible. It is absolutely impossible that you are a failure. Your job, your human little meat suit there, that thing, you got to have things pumping in it, running, talking, your brain's working, you're moving. You have not failed. What your spirit's doing based on your beliefs and your mindset and what your behavior is causing, which is shown in your outcomes, you can have failing habits and failing behaviors, but you are not a failure. And I know there's so many sayings, repetition is what you do, you are what you eat. There's a lot of things like that. And that's meant to take with a grain of salt, right? Even this podcast episode, take it with a grain of salt. But the moment that I started to see myself separate from my behaviors. It created kind of like a domino effect. I'm like the self-pleasing, the not self-pleasing. Whoa. Wowzers. Can't cover your ears. The people-pleasing, right? Searching for that. Hey, is everything okay? I don't want anything of this. I don't want any friction, any this, any that. And so when you have those, that need for peace because you didn't have it, or you just can't bear to see it happen, and so many things like that, all those things kind of go out the window when you see that they are things and situations and behaviors and activities that happen that are not you. They're just things that happen in your life. And they go as far as you want them to, and they happen as often as you allow them to. That's entirely what this channel has been about, is showing you how to take your power back. And when good things are happening, something bad is always trying to stop them. You're not wrong. That's why I keep going with this podcast. That's why it's ebb and flow. There's a lot of different things like that. But we're still here. We're showing up and we're showing out, and we're showing you exactly. I'm showing you exactly how I could switch on and switch off when those thoughts come about, because they don't cease to exist no matter your income level, where you live, what you look like, what you drive, who you fuck. None of that matters. None of that matters. It matters what you do. There's a lot of miserable people who are very rich. And they're pricks, and there's money will accentuate what the person, who the person is. Money doesn't create bad people. It just gives power to what was inside of that person. Greed, selfishness, all of that. That's what it is. That's what someone demonstrates. There's a lot of people who are very generous with their money and could care less about it. In the sense, not that they don't care about money, but in the sense that they see it as an abundant tool and a resource that is abundant to them, and so they generously share because it's just never ending. And that's exactly how money flows into your life. That's exactly how friendships and light and positivity flow into your life, because you said this is it and that's it, and so you see that. Oh, I love yellow cars. I love these, you know, white cars. I love these red cars. These red cars are so beautiful. And so you just keep that in your mind. You really want one, and you're just going to keep looking at them. You're going to keep seeing the Jaguars, the Land Rovers, the, I don't know, a buggy, whatever it is that you like, because that's what's top of your mind. Do that for yourself. Give yourself a little test. Take a Google picture of it. Put it on your phone. Think about it, remind yourself to like, oh, this and this, you know, a saying, I want to see this buggy, I like this buggy, how much are the prices of this buggy? And so you will create more of that, because that's what's top of mind. So what happens when you're complaining? What happens when you're being fed by icky sources? I don't care if it's on any part of, you know, anywhere you transmit information into your brain from your eyes or your ears, what happens when that is pushing crap into you? Same thing. You have to fight it. The world is not doomsday. It's not horrible. There are some horrible things, but the whole world is not horrible unless you make it that. And your world is what you decide and you allow it to be. A lot of things are just, they're not mathing. A lot of things are not adding up, and you're not wrong. What can you do about it today in your household? What can you do about it today in your job, on your drive to work, on your commute, and on your walk? Maybe your business, whatever it is, in your waking. What can you do about it? Literally everything. You can choose to accept it. You can choose to change it. But what you can't do is complain about it and not take an effort to change it. I mean, you can. And we're just going to be right back at square one. Because that is not life. That's not living. Those are not behaviors of a fruitful life. That's not a mindset. That's not healing yourself. You're staying in the mud. And when you're in the mud, just like when you're looking for that yellow buggy, you're looking for more mud. So you're talking to certain people you wouldn't talk to. You're watching stuff on TV you wouldn't watch. You're, I don't know, listening to your true crime stuff. That is, honestly, it's not, it might be entertaining or whatever, because that's just a bias we have in our bodies to be like, oh, it's not good for your freaking spirit and your soul. Like that drama, that craving, that chaos, there's no peace there. No peace. Stop doing that to yourself. Stop creating fights with friends, with family. Stop creating problems because you're upset with yourself and that's misaligned because of the lack of behaviors you're doing to heal. Choose one thing that you're doing to heal and be proud of that. Stop taking shortcuts for short dopamine hits or these things where you get too self-loathe and be like, oh, this or that, and you know, or even disassociating from things. Disassociation. Like there's a realist thing we have to do. We have to deal with it. And we have to look at it, analyze it, make sure that behavior doesn't repeat itself, and move forward. Some people don't know how to stop. They're afraid to. Because those voices in their head get too loud. But sometimes those voices will bring just a message that you want. Not your ego, but your soul speaking to you on what it is that you need to do. Why it is that you need to do it. And don't be afraid to set your dreams for your goals for yourself of what that's going to produce. That's what goals are. Maybe you tried and you failed all five other. Well, maybe this one sticks. And maybe it doesn't. So you look at the behaviors, you look at what the steps were, you look at where it was. And if everything squares on paper, look at your mind. Get mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually well. Mental health is so important. We're not meant to be burnt out and stressed out. That's not living. And I'm really happy for the uprising of the people who are not accepting that. Call them what you want. But that's not life. And it doesn't make you smarter, doesn't make you stronger, doesn't make you more successful. It burns you out. And you'll have lost that life looking back to realize it could have been done a different way. But you did it the only way you know how. And that's your struggle and suffering. I'm saying that's not it. Get your mind right. You'll be able to see, get your boundaries right. You'll be able to see what's a yes, what's a no, and you'll move forward from there. And that's where you're going to find your success, whether your success is happiness or whatever it may be. That's where you're going to find it, and that's where you're going to excel, because that fulfilling feeling, I guess, is something that it just brings happiness. And it's sometimes not everything you thought you wanted, you know? What's the point of being so successful? I mean, on these businesses, you can't seem to keep a decent relationship because you don't have that emotional vulnerability. You're incapable of dealing with your own emotions. So you're going to find chicks who are emotionally unavailable or men who are emotionally unavailable. And so the cycle repeats itself. Sometimes it's taking a stop and looking at what you are, what you aren't, forgiving yourself and being forgiving. Sometimes it's just being with yourself for a year, seeing what you could do better, what you could do best, trusting yourself and loving yourself. If you're not going to do it for you, why should somebody else? Go check out theNJEffect.com. We got some journals and we have a guidebook on there as well for meditating or starting your day off on a positive note. Go check those out. Those are downloadable immediately on the website. You can download them right on your iPad or print those out, whatever works best for you. Muchos besos, abrazos y bendiciones. Again, theandreaeffect.com. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Snapchat, and of course, TikTok. I love you guys. Take care. God bless you.